great, seemingly impossible
weird
stories of our time.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Weird stories from around the world. There is no shortage of them every week. That is why we bring them to you. How much is your toilet worth?
Maybe $150 or something. That's what an average toilet goes for, right?
If you were uberly famous,
yeah,
how much would your toilet be worth then? And would, who is your favorite, like, who's your idol? Who's the one person you just love, love, love? Singer, musician, actor, anybody?
Amitabh Bachchan.
Would you buy his toilet?
Probably. I really would.
Would you?
I probably would.
That is crazy. There's a story out right now. A toilet that belonged to the late Beatle John Lennon went at an auction on Saturday for 10 times what the organizers had estimated. Somebody paid close to $15,000 for a toilet that used to belong to late Beatle John Lennon.
Wait. Rewind. How much?
Almost $15,000.
Holy cow.
Clearly, he hasn't sat on that thing since 1980. Because he hasn't been around for 20, 30 years.
I still can't believe they auctioned off his toilet.
I can't believe 15. A guy who used his toilet like more than 30 years ago is still... What?
It's a classic now.
I wanna be that famous.
It's a classic.
Holy cow. What do you do with this thing? You buy it, you bring it home, and you install it?
Yeah, I guess so. What do you do?
It's okay. You can use that powder room. That's John Lennon's toilet, by the way.
Is that the seat you put in your living room that you sit on and watch TV really? With all the time?
No, I'm serious. Like, if you have like a brand new home and you're that like, woo, crazy, you put that in your powder room and you tell your guests what? And this room over here features a toilet that was once used by John Lennon.
John Lennon's butt was right here. Right
here. This is the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Holy cow, $15,000 for a toilet.
Oh my god. I can't get over that. 15 grand.
That is insane. Are we not in a recession still?
Oh, I guess the British aren't.
Guess not. Okay, that's my weird story of the week. I need some time to get over
this. Okay, well,
one.
This is more of a weird / scary story of the week. Now imagine you're on a plane, you're flying somewhere, you're all relaxed, got your drink in your hand and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, we're going to crash. Brace yourself. Warning starts coming off in the plane.
On the speaker?
On the speaker.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you freak out?
Oh, my God.
Well, guess what?
Yeah.
It happened to some 256 passengers flying to Hong Kong from London on a British Airways flight.
Oh, my gosh.
They're still looking into whether it was a human error or if there was a computer error where it went off.
Clearly, somebody pushed the wrong button.
You know what? I still think the whole we're going to crash, brace yourself warning, they should word it a little bit differently. Don't you think? Wouldn't it scare you?
I don't think there should be a pre-recorded
no,
warning
exactly.
at all.
Because of
think,
situations like this.
I don't know. I think I'd want no warning. I think I'd want to be enjoying my glass of whatever.
Yes.
And just be...
All right, that's it.
Oh, I think we're crashing.
Well, let me finish this. Can I get another drink, please?
Yeah. I don't know how much warning I'd want on that.
I don't think I'd want any warning.
I don't think there should be any pre-recorded...
Exactly.
Death warning.
Yes. No, none at all.
No, thank you. 604-280-1200. Got any other weird stories for us? Give us a call.